This is 91.7 WVXU. I'm Marianne Zalesnik. It doesn't seem likely Ohio Democratic candidates for U.S. Senator will debate before the March primary. WVXU's politics reporter Howard Wilkinson joins me to talk about why. Good morning, Howard.
Good morning.
So P.J. Sittenfeld is the underdog in this race. He's been desperately trying to get former Governor Ted Strickland to agree to a debate. In fact, we should mention WCPO with WVXU and Cooperation Together have invited the two to meet. Mm-hmm. You talked to Strickland Friday. What did he say?
He did not use the word no, but he did everything else but say no. I mean, he said that he is not going to be distracted by debates, that his opponent is Rob Portman, the Republican incumbent. I mean, he just, you know, totally dismisses P.G. Sittenfeld as a candidate. He doesn't disrespect him. He's not disrespectful of him, but he's just like oblivious to him, and it's very clear he's not going to have debates with him.
So he doesn't consider him a serious candidate then?
Well, no, he doesn't consider him a candidate worthy of debating, and I think there is a certain amount of fear that if he did debate him in a series of debates around the state, then it might give P.G. Sittenfeld some credibility and some traction and some name recognition that Ted Strickland doesn't want to give him at this point.
So what is Strickenfeld, and put them all together, what is Sittenfeld's strongest argument for the debates?
Well, I think the strongest argument they probably make is that Ted Strickland is a big supporter of Hillary Clinton for Democratic nomination. Hillary Clinton, in fact, has endorsed Ted Strickland in the Senate race. And they say Hillary Clinton has no problem whatsoever going on national television a number of times and debating not only Bernie Sanders, but Martin O'Malley, you know, who barely registers in the polls. And she doesn't hesitate to do this. And if it's good enough for Hillary Clinton, why isn't it good enough for Ted Strickland?
And what's Strickland say to that?
Well, he just basically sloughs off that argument, you know, talks about her and her experience and, you know, that she's an experienced debater and she doesn't, you know, really have to worry about it.
Let's move over to Hamilton County for a minute here. Hamilton County GOP will meet later this week to choose former County Commissioner Greg Hartman's replacement. He, of course, said he wasn't running again and then stepped down last week. What do you think is going to happen here?
Well, what's going to happen is that the Hamilton County Republican Executive Committee is going to meet, and they will choose their candidate for that county commission seat, Dennis Dieters, as the new county commissioner. And he will take office probably officially a week from today, which is when the county commissioners have their annual organizational meeting. But clearly, Dennis Dieters is going to be the person who is chosen. It would give him a leg up in the election this year because it's much easier to run as an incumbent, much easier to get name recognition and raise money. And he's running against a candidate in Denise Driehaus, a Democrat, who's very well known herself and is going to have, you know, plenty of campaign money.
And just looking at that, we should say, and I think you were the first to report it last week, that his name on the ballot will appear as
Dennis Joseph Dieters. Of course, his brother is Joseph Dieters, the county prosecutor. And, you know, the Democrats objected to this, saying it was, you know, just too much of a trying to identify with his brother's very popular ballot name. But his legal name is Dennis Patrick Joseph Dieters. And the Secretary of State had to break a tie vote of the Board of Elections to say, yes, he can use Dennis Joseph Dieters on the ballot. So that's the name you're going to see on the ballot.
Howard, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Howard Wilkinson is WVXU's politics reporter. He joins me each Monday at this time. You can read his column and his stories at WVXU.org.